Ruining Christmas.
You're ruining Christmas.
Have you ever ruined Christmas?
Have I ever ruined Christmas?
Yeah. Have you ever ruined Christmas? Ruined Christmas?
I think so.
How so?
I don't know. Our family was just miserable regardless. So I think everybody ruined Christmas for everybody else.
Sorry, can you say that again?
I said,
why was your family so miserable for Christmas?
We're just the miserable people, the Giswoldies. Never knew how to be
more
happy.
Than now, like you were. You're always talking about
no, we're
killing
more
people
miserable
or yourself.
Now. Yeah, it's
you're
definitely
more miserable now.
It's definitely gone downhill. But we're doing okay.
Okay.
I think we've well,
it's
but
a
the,
happy Christmas
in
episode
a way,
already.
Our miserableness is like we've come to terms with it and we know how to work with it. So I guess it's fine now.
I think everything's working. We can just start.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome.
These episodes are a little loose.
Problem in the universe. Grab your cousin's ding dong and rip it off and shove it in the dog's mouth. Cause it's time to laugh your tits off, you pizza shit. Here on the biggest problem in the universe.
Wow.
I'm your host, Vito Giswaldi. Here, of course, the great Dick Masterson. Hi, Dick.
Hey, do you have a name for that guy? Reggie the Rapist? Maybe that's the face I've been meaning to match with
deep
him
state
all this
Derek
time.
Derek was what I used to call that guy.
Oh, he runs a deep state show?
He was, yeah, he was my my Alex Jones character. You're listening to Deep State Derek. The frogs.
He sounds cool.
He is. He's a cool guy.
They're turning the frogs gay.
They're turning the frogs straight now. They're taking the gay frogs and making them straight just because they can.
Oh, I see.
It's against God.
What are there interdimensional pedophiles for him, too?
They're traveling through the core of Mars. That's the only place to collect the crucial energies that power the pedo deep state. I'm Deep State Derek. We'll be back in five.
Do you really think, of all the joy that Alex Jones brought us?
Jesus Christ.
The frogs are gay.
Yeah.
You don't think you could see it in your heart around Christmas
to forgive him
for the Sandy Hook shit that he said?
Yeah.
He was given bad info. We've all been given bad info, especially around Christmas time.
Look, as I've always said, if he was willing to just admit, yes, what I say is not real or should not be taken seriously.
But he wants to be true.
I know, but he knew it was new before he said it. He didn't like randomly come up with it. He read some study that said some protein mutated and made some frogs gay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone goes, well, he was right about that. And it's like, yeah, okay, because he.
Yeah, because that's what's important. It's Christmas time.
It's good when he gets things right. Look, I'll forgive him.
Don't you think that, like, Alex Jones will die someday, and you're going to wish that you'd
had forgiven him,
spent more time with him, okay?
I think Alex Jones is a tragic figure. I think he's a guy whose heart
was... you.
No, I think his heart was in the right place, and then he didn't set boundaries. He's an important lesson in setting boundaries with your audience.
Okay.
Because your audience, his audience would call in and they would say the craziest shit. And he would never go, well, that's a little too far even for me. He would always say,
no one wants to hear that, though.
That's the thing, though. He would go, well, I got some guys looking into that. No matter what it was,
funny.
He would say, I got some guys looking into that. But now he does set boundaries. Like with the QAnon guys, he said QAnon's bullshit. You're all being lied to. You're being tricked. Did you ever see that rant from him?
Nah, because it's boring. QAnon is boring. I don't care about that.
I'm just saying you need to be able to set boundaries with your audience. When your audience goes, hey, I heard all those children are actually crisis actors. You go, well.
Maybe they were, though.
I'm going to push back a little. No, not maybe they were. See, this is the problem. This is why we're not going to be on YouTube very much longer.
This episode's not on YouTube.
It's
a Patreon only exclusive episode.
Don't we upload it to the back end of YouTube? It's not publicly.
We do upload it. This episode is on YouTube, actually. Or on storage.
That's where we're going to end up. We're going to end up on some.
Storage.
Again, deep state.
People hate when I post storage.
Is that
They're
the
like,
name
why
of your
don't
thing?
You use Vimeo? No, that's not the name of my thing. That's
but
just
a
cheap video storing thing.
Vimeo sucks. It takes forever to upload anything.
And it's so expensive, and they shrink all your files. Anyway, okay.
You're right. I'm probably still paying for Vimeo for no reason.
Well.
God, that costs a fortune, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. That's why I stopped. That's what I'm trying to stop. But everyone hates
Vimeo
storage
because
of the name. Should have called it Slimeo.
Put it on a website. I can just put a video file on a website. Download it if you want to watch it.
What does that mean?
What do you mean
on a website?
Like on a server, on a web hosting.
You think they're going to let you just stream 15 gig videos like all day long at a web host somewhere?
I don't think that many people are watching.
GeoCities?
I don't think people are watching the stuff that's on Vimeo or whatever. It's all like, I put up like uncensored Star Wars reviews, which sounds stupid now that I say
At what point when you were saying that did you realize it sounded dumb?
Probably before I even started saying it, I knew it was dumb.
What do you say, like fart and stuff? Like, yeah, why is it uncensored?
Like, I'll say like slurs.
Talk about Jews and stuff.
I have like, you know, like tits and asses.
Oh, wow.
Stuff you can't put on YouTube.
Late night Star Wars reviews.
YouTube's weird. I had a joke about Princess Leia taking too much cocaine. I had a little animated straw that goes up her nose. And I'm like, if I leave that on the YouTube cut, everyone's just going to report my video.
Yeah, you can't have kids seeing
Princess Leia snorting coke.
Cocaine? No. Would you turn it up or down?
I'm turning it up.
You're a little quiet?
No, I think just my headphones.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay, so it's been a while since we did a bonus episode.
Yes, the last one was the biggest problem in fast food. I didn't realize it's been so long, but we did the live show. So that's my excuse. but are we going to do the results from the fast food one?
I got them right there.
Okay.
Getting your order wrong.
That was you.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Good. Yeah, it was.
I remember because that's the same as a waiter not writing your order down. I was like, oh, Dick doubled up.
No, it's different.
It's kind of the same.
No, it's not. Because the order,
I understand the difference.
I want my order to be wrong when he doesn't write it down so I can criticize his way of doing it. Yeah.
All right. I understand the distinction.
Getting your order wrong is just pure anger.
What's funny is that the second one was my throwaway one that I... Death of the Dollar Menu was number two, and that was like my throwaway one.
I thought that was dumb when you first said it, but when you explained it, I remembered it forever.
You remember how great the Dollar Menu was?
No. I remember your explanation as being so preposterous that I'll remember it forever.
What was preposterous about it?
Because you
had $5, which was endless possibilities?
Yeah. And that, like, it hit you in such a, it hit you specifically in that way.
You'll never have that choice as a consumer ever again in your life.
What about the $10 menu?
Yeah, well, once we get to that point, sure, you'll have all the choice you want.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's going to feel disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, no, I guess you're right, because you can't add it. The one doesn't split up.
Right. You can't equally.
It would have to be the $20 menu, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if it was the $10 menu, you'd have to have $50 in your pocket.
Oof, who's got $50?
Yeah, I know.
Those are two bills I don't ever see. Burger. Oh, yeah. Getting stuck behind black people in the drive-thru.
Hey, that was pretty high.
I think it was pre-Nick Fuentes.
I don't know if you noticed that. We got a lot of comments echoing. I work drive-thru, and I can echo what Vito has said here. So
yeah, but then you're also like arguing about like coupons for free ketchup and stuff.
Yes,
so
that's
are
true.
You really the person to criticize?
I think I identify
racistly.
With the black experience is what it is.
Oh, so you
I
also
too have many drive-thru encounters.
Okay.
I had one the other day, and I made the guy in the drive-thru refund all my food. Because that's who I am.
I swear to God, you and Boogie doing.
I went to McDonald's.
Too fat to eat.
And it was late, and I knew it was late, but I checked in the app, and they had that curbside service.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, well, as long as it's in the app, obviously I can order it, right?
Okay.
So I order it, and then I'm waiting like 20 minutes, and I'm like, they're never bringing that food out. So I get in the drive-thru line. I go, hey, I ordered like curbside or whatever. And he's like, yeah, just pull around. And I get up there.
What are you working on while you're sitting waiting for your food for 20 minutes?
I'm thinking very hard about my comic book while I'm waiting.
Are you tweeting?
And then I get there and he goes, yeah, you know, we just got to do the drive-thru first. And I'm like, no, you don't. What do you mean you have to do the drive-thru first? You could pause the drive-thru and bring the food out to me if I've been waiting a while. It's like, yeah, you know, we just got to do the drive-thru first.
So they had it there?
Yeah, it was just sitting there. And I'm like, so I'm less of a customer because I'm not in the drive-thru? He's like, we just got to do the drive-thru first. I'm like,
look, man,
give
what
me
are
my
you?
Money back. Yeah. I don't know. It was really weird. It was like this idea that like I would understand like, oh, no, you're less of a customer because you ordered in a different way. And I'm like, no.
You should be able to understand that, though. Because the drive-thru is like always coming. So you're like rushing and panicking. And this is just some fucking moron that texted his order.
Yeah, but that guy is sitting out there. If anything, just like, I don't
fuck
know.
Him, though.
Wave to him or be like, hey, come on in. Or just like, you could do any amount of effort.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I worked in food. If I saw a guy's delivery just sitting there and I knew he was out there in his car, I wouldn't go, well, you know, I got to do all these guys first. It's weird.
Burger tribalism, missing McDonald's breakfast, fake out Sprite, and French fries.
Fake out Sprite was a throwaway problem, but French fries still suck.
None of my problems are throwaway problems.
All my problems. All my problems are throwaway problems.
Seriously. Okay, so what are we doing? Christmas? This time
the
around?
The biggest problem in holidays.
A war on Christmas. Already.
Well, I mean, there's other holidays.
Like what?
There's Kwanzaa, which I looked up today. Did you know when Kwanzaa was first celebrated?
Like 10 years ago?
Yeah, like 1966. It's not very old, I realized.
Oh, did you think it was old?
No, I always
brought it over on like slave ships.
I got the impression that it was like a recent thing, but I assumed it was based on some other thing. And it's kind of like,
it's just made up, right?
Well, it's kind of like we had a bunch of African traditions and nobody could pick which one in particular. So we kind of just amalgamated them into this bastardized fake Hanukkah. And then I read some black guys, some professors like takedown of Kwanzaa. I went down a whole Kwanzaa rabbit hole.
And you didn't bring any, did you bring in Kwanzaa?
No, I didn't bring it in as my, I guess I should now, is that Kwanzaa, he said, is a postmodern holiday because it's a like people who are like these postmodern type people, or as Jordan Peterson would probably call them, the neo-Marxists or whatever they hate the idea of traditionalism because they associate anything traditional with the racist and sexist cultures from which they were birthed.
Sure.
But that's why Kwanzaa as a holiday was invented, because it has none of the baggage of being some ancient tradition.
Right.
It can just be this faceless, pointless amalgamation.
The ancient tradition of like Santa Claus.
Again, a black guy came up with this argument against Kwanzaa.
And drinking at 11 in the morning.
Well, yeah,
that's my the ancient Christmas tradition of drinking at 11 a.m.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was interesting that I read that. Maybe I should have brought it in as a problem. I'm all over the place today, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were big on that in the 60s. Like all the Muppet shit, trying to make their own stupid mythology and crap like that. What a time to be alive. Now, and now they're just feeding us all their made-up crap. Like all their Marvel shit.
Yeah.
All the boomers were so excited about it. It was like, yeah, we get to see Iron Man on the screen because we really love the comics. Like, and now you're going to watch 50 similar movies that's basically the same, and you're going to have to pretend to like it.
Yeah, we are really drowning in crap. I mean, as I keep arguing with people, they go, you know, comics are such a rich contextual history. And I'm like, 99% of those comics are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back and try to read, like, Iron Man comics from, like, the 70s.
No.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. You wouldn't want to.
I don't care.
You know, we have to, like, pretend these were something better than children's entertainment. And occasionally one guy would try something interesting. But for the most part, let's be clear, this is...
Yeah,
it's trash.
Okay, should I do my?
Well, you're the winner, Dick. So, what is the biggest problem in
Christmas,
in the holidays?
it's having to show. Oh no, here we go. It's missing the return date for gifts.
Oh God, yeah.
I have a joystick in the mint in box, a flight simulator joystick.
Yeah,
in my closet. That I've been carrying around with me for probably 20 years.
You should probably just get rid of it at this point. Like a PC flight stick?
A PC.
It's not worth anything.
It's
now.
USB 1 connector.
There's no use for that.
It was the worth is not measurable to me. I cannot be defeated by this joystick.
Was it purchased for you?
Yes. My mother purchased. Someday she will die, and then I will be really fucked. Because I won't be able to get rid of this joystick. Mint in box. That comes with a free copy of Microsoft Flight Simulator. Actually, I'm going to say it's 25 years. I think it might be even older than that.
Why did she purchase this for you? Did you express an interest in simulating flight?
No, I had started taking flight lessons, flying lessons, like on a Cessna,
and
flying around to get a pilot's license just for fun, right?
Right.
So she thought that I might want to not fly.
I was gonna say, I mean, wasn't a child with an interest in aviation and
I was an adult. Oh. I was a grown-up man taking flying lessons. She goes, well, I got you this, because I know you like flying and all. How would you like to not fly or computer fly?
Did she give you the gift receipt, or did you assume you'd be able to return it somewhere?
I forget now, but whatever the case was, you know, this was a different time back then. It was, you missed the return date because you're already 10, 15, 20 days in the hole from the purchase, right? To get to Christmas or holiday Kwanzaa, whatever you want to celebrate.
Kwanzaa.
And then you can't go right after, obviously, because that's a nightmare.
You can't go during the holiday season,
And then you're too hungover during New Year's.
Yeah.
You got other stuff to do, so you got about a 6-hour window to take stuff back.
Well, they've gotten a little bit better. It seems like now they give you till like January 15th or something. But then
they do.
But that's now the return period. Is that January 1st through the 15th? You go to the store. There's always like 20 women in line. Like, oh, I have to return this because my son died in the war or whatever. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
The war.
Whatever. It's just that it is impossible to return an item for the next, because I'm dreading it myself. I did a stupid thing, Dick, which was somebody linked me to the Walmart website and they're like, look, they accidentally listed the new $200 Magikarp boxes
the one you sent me?
For $30 each. Did I link this to you?
Yeah, you said I could probably pull it up. I said, you got to get your hands on this.
No,
it's like printing money.
I didn't say that. There's no way. I might have said like, hey, this might be a mispricing error, because sometimes they do just randomly misprice stuff on the internet, and then send you the thing because they don't give a shit. So it's a $200 box of Magic cards they're selling for $30. And then they sent it to me, and they sent the correct item, which is the $30 box of Magic cards.
How many did you buy?
Six. So I now have whatever $200 worth of Magic cards. And the other part is, I'm like, some places will not let you return trading cards because they're worried they've been tampered with.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to explain to them, well, on the website, it said this.
I was trying to screw you guys over.
I was trying to screw you guys over,
TBF,
and ended up just screwing myself and overpaying for Magic products.
Fuck, I don't have it. I've deleted all my texts before that day. God, no, you said...
Well, I might have said,
you got to grab these. It's like printing money.
No,
you could lose.
That was about the other magic thing, and that was like printing money.
Oh, okay.
That was the 30th edition countdown kit, which you should have bought one.
No, anyway. No, it wasn't that.
Well,
it was the $30 one.
You have a giant hair, by the way. It's going to be on the video. You got it. No, you didn't get it.
What the fuck? I keep leaning over to the TV to see it, but
the
camera is on.
I'm just worried in the video playback you're going to have a giant hair.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, dog hair. Gross.
Point is, Dick, you ever get into an argument? But you ever get into an argument that you want to return something and the guy says no?
Yeah.
Even though
I just start screaming like an autistic person, flapping my hands.
Well, I got into this problem where there was a GameStop.
I just start shouting, but there's meat all over it. There's meat all over it. I got it, and there's meat all over it.
I had a valid receipt, but the guy accused me of buying it to resell, and I'm like, no, dude, I just didn't decide I wanted it.
What is that, illegal?
Yeah, and also, what do you care? That's literally what your company does. Like, that's what every retailer on earth does. This is the free market, man.
Yeah.
But he was like all upset, and I had to go to a different GameStop, and they're like, yeah, that guy's on drugs. I'm like, I don't know. I'm always, I hate returning things in general.
Me too, because it always, it's never like, you're lucky if it's Best Buy, which is a nightmare, because you walk in with no receipt ever, because it's like a civilized world, so we don't need them. But then everything's 90% off, so it's like, all right, so I just lost 90% of the value on this thing. I'll wait a week till the sale's off and come back. Done. Missed the date. Or it's, oh, I got it online. This is the one I get every year.
Yeah.
Can I take this back? I already have one of these. I actually told you I got it. My mom will go, well, that's why I thought you would like this, because you like GoPro.
So you want
one. I said, no, actually, can I send it back to Amazon? She goes, oh, no, I got it on, like, Kregos.com.
Yeah, I got it from Skluckles.
It was $3 cheaper.
It was 3.5% off, but I had to use a convoluted gift card scheme.
I got it at Mexican Kohl's.
Yeah.
You have to walk it in that one. You got to pay for shipping. All right.
You're saying the Best Buy return process is too complicated or not complicated enough?
Everything's too complicated.
I have a good Best Buy returns story. I know I have too many stories on this episode.
No, you do not.
So one year, for no reason.
You're like an old Jewish man.
Yeah, but this is
returning, getting in arguments over food.
Well, all right, so let's be clear. The Giswaldis are wheeler dealers. Like, if we can, like, scrape out little amounts of value by buying something from a store
buying
and flipping
at the wrong price.
Yeah, buying something at the wrong price. I have a story about that as well. I have a million stories about running scams on different retail stores. But the Best Buy story is pretty good because I had went online and bought a PlayStation 4 Pro because it was the Death Stranding Special Edition. I like Hideo Kojima. And but then I was like, what am I doing? I don't have a PlayStation 4. I don't really need a PlayStation 4 Pro. So I was like, I'll go to Best Buy. And then I saw Best Buy. I just bought it from them online. Like the week later, they're like, they're $100 off. And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I guess I'll go to Best Buy, I'll return it, then I'll rebuy it to get $100 off, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I go into Best Buy, you know, they put the little sticker on it that says this thing's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I go to the return place and I go, okay, this might sound stupid, but I want to return it and then buy it again so I save $100.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I can't do that just at this register. I can only do returns.
Sure.
So I'm going to return it for you, put the money back on your card, and then just take it over to that line and wait line to buy it again. And I'm like, all right, I mean, that's kind of stupid, but sure. So they put the money back on my card, and then I'm like, well, I don't know. I kind of want to look around. Maybe there's something else I want to buy. So I'm walking around Best Buy, and then I look down at my PlayStation that still has that sticker that says it's already paid for on it, and I went,
he just walked out.
Wait a minute here. I'm like, I think something just worked out. I think there was a bank error in my favor, as the community chest would say. So yeah, I just went to the exit. I went, you know what? I decided not to return it. And they're like, well, have a fabulous holiday. And I got a free PlayStation.
Yeah.
Try that trick, folks. Oh, see if you can make that one work.
18% of merchandise sold to be returned. It will be returned in person and online this season. It's $160 billion worth of stuff.
Because they make the return policy so lean because they know you're not going to do it. Like, most people don't return stuff.
It's because it's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's just like a panic, constant panic. Okay, that's my first problem, missing the return window. I'm just going to destroy that joystick.
I just bought a tablet. I have to decide if I'm going to keep it.
Mm.
Tablets are expensive, the nice ones.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to get an Apple one. I got a Samsung one. What do you think about that? Was that a mistake?
Well, you tell me.
I don't know. I hate Apple shit.
Why do you hate Apple shit?
I don't know. It's always like in a weird file format that's not compatible with my PC shit and whatever else.
Well, get a Mac.
No, I can't do that.
Okay.
I'll never be a Mac.
Your comic's going to be designed on a PC?
And an Android tablet. Wow. What is that? What's wrong with that?
This seems cheap.
Fuck you.
You're green.
Did you see?
Somebody can see I'm texting with a green.
Did you see I posted a page on the Twitter so you can see how it's coming along?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Looks cool.
Look cool. How many preview? Are you going to preview every page as it comes out?
No. But on the Kickstarter page will be a number of pages people can peruse.
Oh, okay.
To get a feel for the art and the artwork.
Okay.
And hopefully it comes together. My problem, Dick, is seasonal depression. Play my horn. There it is. Dick, seasonal depression, also called seasonal affective disorder or SAD.
I fucking hate that.
I know. Did they do that on purpose? They must have. Are doctors, like, funny? Like, do they sit around all day? Yeah, exactly. Like, but do they want to be?
Is there a fat disorder? Like
it should be, yeah.
Functioning atrophied, like thyroid.
Disoyable, yeah. Fat. Well, SAD is a type of depression, Dick. How retarded is that sounds? It's triggered by the change of seasons and most commonly begins in late fall. Nah. Symptoms include feelings of sadness, lack of energy, loss of interest in usual activities, oversleeping, and weight gain.
So I guess I have those are your activities.
I was
going
to say, do I have seasonal depression every season? I thought it was just one season. Seems to be all of them. That's sad.
About five. I don't think most people have lost interest in those hobbies, though.
Which hobbies?
Eating and what was the other one?
Oversleeping and weight gain.
Oversleeping and eat and weight gain. Yeah.
I don't think oversleeping and weight gain are supposed to be the usual activities.
Those are everyone's activities.
About 5% of adults in the U.S. experience sad, Dick. Isn't that sad? Where's the boogie horn?
That's only for boogie.
Oh, all right. That was for all fat boys. Well, Dick, there's a number of reasons for sad, one of which is the biological clock change. Less sunlight.
Yeah.
With less sunlight, your biological clock shifts, which puts you out of step with the daily schedule you've been used to. I hate this. It's nighttime at like 5 o'clock.
You do?
Yeah, that doesn't drive you crazy?
I don't know. Not really.
It drives me up a fucking wall. It feels like every day is just drudgery. Like you're just waiting for the darkness to set in and claim you. It also causes a brain chemical imbalance, whatever the fuck that means. Although, didn't we discover that's a lie?
Chemical imbalance?
Chemical imbalances.
Yeah, yeah. That's obviously a lie.
Well, if you're at risk of sad, you may have less serotonin activity. And
that's also a lie.
Sunlight helps regulate serotonin. So that's the worst part. I'm sad, and all the reasons why are a lie.
They just made all that shit up.
What about vitamin D deficiencies?
That's
Dick?
Real.
All right, there you go. Well, there's less sunlight, so you're getting a vitamin D deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And you need more. Wait, there's too much melatonin. The lack of sunlight may stimulate an overproduction of melatonin. Interesting. Not to mention,
you sound a little sad.
I do.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Is it the weather? The sun going down?
Well,
if you had to drive to work, I would have a big problem with it.
Yeah.
Being dark outside, it fucking sucks.
A lot of people have that problem. Not to mention that during the holidays, people experience family conflicts, financial woes, holiday breakups, and high expectations.
Yeah.
Which combined with the lack of sunlight and overproduction of melatonin and vitamin D and chemical imbalances leads to what I would call sad. You got a lot of sad people walking around, Dick. How do we help them? How do we get these people? Well, that's probably why liquor is so popular during the holidays.
Yeah, is it?
I think you could probably draw a connection. I think if a scientist presented that as a hypothesis,
yeah.
I don't think they'd be laughed out of the scientific community for it.
Is that your problem is sad?
My problem is seasonal depression, Dick.
You forgot the A.
Well, I mean, it's seasonal affective disorder.
It's not just SD.
Okay, seasonal affective disorder, a.k.a. seasonal depression.
Is that even, like, real science? Like, is there anything that's real about that, or is that just, like,
BuzzFeed? Well, the lack of sunlight's real. I don't know why we don't adjust the daylight savings so you can...
Democrats stopped it!
All right, with the Democrats.
They did! Did you see that?
When? Recently?
Yes! Yeah. They passed it, like, last year and said, we're never gonna do it again. This will be the last time switch.
Yeah.
And then it came up and somebody, I don't know, some Democrat was like, you know, it's just not really a high priority right now.
Yeah, but what do you mean? Did they have to have like a bunch of sessions about it?
How could they possibly? They don't have to read anything.
Yeah.
What could it possibly stop it?
Well,
why would they stop it?
Wasn't the original? So the original reason for it was because farmers could get a head start on the harvest or some shit.
I thought the original was like World War II related.
I have no idea.
Yeah, increasing like factory times.
This sounds like a biggest problem for another episode in a way.
I already brought that in.
Daily, yeah, well, that's kind of one of the problems with the show. You get a little bit of overlap.
All right, is that your problem?
My problem is sad.
Okay. My problem is Mariah Carey truthers. Like that they...
Go ahead.
They're just so... They want everyone to know that they are aware that the fucking Mariah Carey song's coming up.
Yeah.
Like, we all know it's coming. everyone enjoys the shit out of that song.
I love that song.
Everyone loves it because it's
it's fun.
Catchy.
Yeah.
I know it's good because I know everyone loves it because they're always playing it all the time.
Yeah.
And it puts everyone in a nice mood. And they're getting out in front of it, trying to spoil it by saying how annoying it's going to be
to hear it
everywhere.
Here
we go with this song. Here we go. Here you know what's coming. And they'll put the song out.
I don't know if they're truthers.
What would you call it?
Mariah.
Spoilers?
Carey.
Stumpers?
Trying to think of a pun. Murder.
Grinches.
Mariah Grinch.
Carey Grinches.
Well, it's just because I brought in a truthers prom. We're going to have two truthers proms otherwise.
Hey, well, I'll come up. Mariah Carey's in the name.
Mariah, yeah.
We fucking get it.
Mariah carry on. People who Mariah carry on about Mariah. All right, that's terrible.
We get it.
We get it. It's coming.
You're fucking smart, man. You're fucking Rick Sanchez.
I was in a store the other day, and it's not even December, and they were already playing that Mariah Carey song.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah.
It's just a couple weeks. Why don't you just shut up about the Mariah Carey song that everyone enjoys?
Well... Does it overshadow other, you know, Christmas standards?
Who cares? I feel like
Jingle,
they've got it figured out.
Should Jingle Bell Rock not be
heard enough of Jingle Bell Rock.
But this was fine?
Mariah Carey's fine.
Mm.
The Mariah Carey Christmas song, all day.
Yeah.
Fine. It's just the right amount. I don't need...
It did make for a great stinger, I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't need anyone trying to spoil it for me, trying to attach their... And get clout from bringing down
on it.
Mariah Carey haters.
Mariah Carey haters.
Haters.
Yeah. All I want for Christmas, neggers.
No.
Not
I'm
that.
Not even going to get close to that.
Don't reneg that, Jim.
Mariah Carey haters.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other not safe things to hate on. Why don't you go hate on some of those for a little bit? All right? See what Kanye's doing?
Mm,
why don't you go?
I don't know about
you
that.
You want to get some attention and throw some hate around? Why don't you go wade into the deep end, okay? No one fucking cares that you've identified that Mariah Carey's season is coming.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It is her season. Doesn't she deserve it after all she's been through?
Yeah, look.
Wait, what is Mariah Carey? Was she dating somebody and they broke up or something famously?
It's like Nick Cannon, I think.
Nick Cannon. See, she doesn't even have Nick Cannon anymore. Did she make any kids with Nick Cannon? Doesn't Nick Cannon have like 12 kids?
He has a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
You know, Nick Cannon is like dying.
Really?
That's what he claims.
Of what?
He claims he has something that's going to kill him when he's like 50.
Sickle cell anemia?
Yeah,
what?
Something
what?
Like that, basically.
I don't know about that.
Some genetic thing. Which is why, and he's a guy, he was the original Kanye. Why is he not linking back up with Kanye?
Because he had to read all those books.
He agreed to read the books.
Do you think he's read any of them?
I don't know.
Let me see.
He claims to have.
I want to see the stack of those books. Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon books. Put in the work.
Could you imagine having to go on TV or on the radio and this guy's like telling you you have to read books?
Yeah. And you go, okay.
Like for any reason?
I mean, but I always say this about these black artists. Is like, oh, guys.
What?
Just come on. Just go
come
along.
Come on,
with
what?
It.
What you?
Oh,
go
you
along
scam.
With it.
Just go along with it.
With what exactly?
Whatever you think is going on. I'm not going to say you're right or you're wrong, but why not just, if it was true.
Here it is. I'm not going to tell you what I searched for.
If it was true, would it not be in your best interest to just play along?
Because
you see what happens when you don't play along.
Look at this guy. Look at this. Look at this
Jewish
rabbi staring at him.
Oh, my God. That's humiliating.
Two cams browser. Oh, shit.
That's humiliating.
Two cams browser. Yeah, there we go.
There you go. Nick Cannon meeting with Rabbi Moshe or whatever.
Moshe?
I don't know what
was
his
that
name is.
His name?
No, I made a racist assumption. You'd have to check.
Look at his stare.
Yeah, where he's going, listen, young black man. assuming we were in charge, don't you think you should play along?
And he had to frame all the books. Like, look, this one's all probably. He had to, like.
That's a lot of books. Like, I'm not. I didn't.
Whatever you call when you stack them up.
I don't
want to
read. I love the Jews, and I'm not going to read more than two or three books about them.
Maybe you'd love them more. if you read these books.
Once you get past the protocols of the Elders of Zion, it's like, what else to know?
I don't know what that is.
It's a fake book. Fake. Invented by racists.
Mariah Carey haters.
Mariah Carey haters. Why do so many people today hate Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
The world will never know.
You got a problem?
I got a problem. Speaking of truthers, Dick, I'm sick of these Christmas truthers. The guys who go, did you know that Christmas is really just a collection of pagan holidays that were stolen by the Catholics? Yeah. Did you know that this so-called religion, Jesus wasn't even born on Christmas? Did you know that Santa was not even a man in a red suit, that was created by the Coca-Cola Corporation? Just who cares?
That was interesting, though.
Why is that interesting? Interesting. In what way?
Wait, that's not true, though. Santa?
Santa used to just, he wasn't like a big fat guy in a red suit.
He was just a fat guy?
He was, I think he was a skinny guy in a green suit.
A skinny guy?
Yeah.
I don't want a skinny guy's presence.
You don't want a skinny Santa. They had to make him fat so he could drink. So this is bullshit. See, now you're feeding into the Christmas trutherism. Of, oh, it's all a commercialized bullshit fucking scam to get you invested. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, it is, though.
Yeah, which is fun.
No, the presents and the stuff is not fun.
I think the presents are fun. What's wrong with presents? Everybody takes presents too seriously. Huh. Okay.
Okay.
Just
don't get anybody anything.
No, but don't be in like one of these households where your kid goes, I wanted two Xboxes. Like, then, okay, the problem is you have shitty kids. It has nothing to do with Christmas.
I'm not worried about kids' presents.
Okay, you're worried about whatever. What, her presents?
It's everyone else. The lady. It's just like a fucking nightmare, man. It's one thing after the next. And they get closer together as the older you get.
My mom sends me a Hickory Farms gift set, and that's it. And I eat the summer sausage and the crackers. And we don't do presents in my family, really. We're not big on that nonsense.
Yeah. Okay.
You want something? You get a here's some money. Go get it.
All right.
I'm saying, but then like a lot of places, people, it's like, oh, you got a million presents under the tree and all this. Well, it's like, just don't feed into that and you'll be fine. Yeah, Christmas is fun. It's fun. Just have fun with it. Like, there's some movies on and there's lights.
Get some DVDs.
Get some DVDs. Get some Blu-rays. That's going to be that's a whole other problem of what's left to buy. Yeah, get away from the consumerism of it. Just, you know,
well,
what?
Now you're one of those guys.
How am I one of those guys?
You're talking about the consumerism.
No, but I'm saying
it's not a problem for you.
It's not that big a problem in the way that people are like, oh, I'm disgusted by Christmas and what it represents and what it's become and all the secret Christmas origins that are, you know, we're stolen from the natives and the whatever the fuck. It's like,
oh,
it's like, listen, man, just,
they got Christmas stolen from them too. The Native Americans,
Native Americans,
Christmas.
They had their own special Christmas traditions that, no, I don't think that.
Did they
happened.
Have anything? It's just a white people thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, I don't think they did anything. They were probably just like, man, it's fucking cold. I don't think they were happy about it.
Yeah.
I think white people were like, oh, man, it's cold. Let's figure out a way to get our minds off it and buy a bunch of garbage. Mm. I think people treat Christmas with this gravitas, you know?
They
take it too seriously. They think it's like Christmas comes around and it's either like you're
holidays,
a big Christmas proponent. Yeah, the holidays, right? Or you're like the ultimate Christmas hater. Like, can't you just go, I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
Uh-huh.
That's like the appropriate response.
Okay.
Or do you just don't care at all? You're like, you know, let them have fun. But it's like, why be negative about Christmas, I guess, is the ultimate thing.
Okay. What should you be? Nothing?
You should be either ambivalent or a little bit happy or whatever. Anything other than this, like, treating Christmas like it's a problem that needs to be solved.
Yeah, but what if, like, someone you know wants to go to Disneyland for Christmas?
And they're fucking insane.
Everybody's arguing about what house you're going to go to for Christmas.
Right.
Multiple houses for Christmas. What are we going to do on, like, let's cram a vacation in real fast.
You're right. People who take, well, that's the thing, is that people, it goes both ways.
Oh, okay.
But this is one of the two ways it can go, which is to look at what you're saying.
I see.
Which to which the reaction would be, well, we'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
This guy is going to go full negative and he's going to go, well, it's just a pagan holiday anyway. It doesn't even count. And Jesus is a lie and Santa Claus killed children and whatever else. And
yeah,
they just take it too seriously.
What about the Krampus? You think that's okay? Just let people.
Oh, I thought you meant the part where you like beat the shit out of your kids if they're naughty.
No, I mean like the actual Krampus that they came up with.
Sounds like an old thing. I mean, now it's an ironic thing.
No, it got a bunch of hipsters
founded in an old German book
and started pitching it as now this like cute thing every year. Like a murdering, you know, monster. Oh, God. You shut the fuck up, please.
Yeah.
About the Krampus. It's not funny. Mm. It's never been funny. It's always been forced.
Well, that's another good point. Another good problem would be these new Christmas traditions where you're like,
yeah,
these are stupid. Stop it. Yeah. You ever get these people who are like, oh, we do Elf on the Shelf now. And you're like, what the fuck is that?
Where did that come from?
What did that come from? It's like Target, I guess. I don't know. This is the only place I've ever seen it. Had the elf and the elves being naughty and your kids. It's like, you know what? There's already enough shit going on for Christmas that I want to hide a fucking elf and have a fucking
My friend's got one of those for his kid. And he's like, yeah, it looks and reports to Santa. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why do you say
yeah, why
that?
Why expand on the surveillance aspect of Santa? Of all the things why to do
you,
expand
it's just
upon.
You wanting to buy stupid crap. That's yeah. Why, like, Santa at least is just something you say. The elf on the shelf is you have to buy this dumb little toy?
Did you see there was a Jewish version? Because then, like...
The man trying to... kill me.
It's so
fucking
stupid.
Fucking kill me with the man trying to bench.
It's all stupid.
And then it's like... You go look for Mench on a Bench, and it's like this big picture of this dumb idiot smiling. He's like, well, you know, walking you through the inception of this idea. Well, you know, I saw Elf on a Shelf, and I thought, you know what rhymes? Mench on a... Like, no shit! Is that how you came to this fucking amazing idea?
Yeah.
Forced Christmas memes.
Forced Christmas
Krampus,
memes. Krampus, Mench,
Elf on the
Shelf.
The Mench on the Bench, which doesn't belong at all. On Christmas, he nails the elf to the shelf.
I'm sure there's new ones, too. Have you seen the people who have been hiring Grinches to come, like, spook their kids right before Halloween? Or
what?
Right before Christmas?
No.
You have a guy in a Grinch costume, he just comes in, like, tries to steal your tree and horrify your children.
The fucking new Grinch movie is another forced Christmas meme.
Yeah.
My nephews weren't put on the Grinch, and I'm like, yeah, awesome. They put it on, and it's this live-action abomination.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And I'm like, well, this is horrible, and it's also about four times as long as the first one, so I'm out. I'm gonna go.
Maybe Christmas has spiraled out of control. Maybe we gotta lock some of this down. It used to be simple. It used to be like, all right, we're gonna watch Charlie Brown Christmas, maybe make a cookie, and then I don't know, go to bed, and that's it. Yeah, and then
you can have 1 degree away from God, but you still gotta have God in there. You're 2 degrees away from God is just a fucking
now
mess.
There's no God left in the. It was kind of fun that there was like a little God in there, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's not really about God, but then at some point, Linus is like, all right, I got to give the God speech. And you're like, well, that's kind of.
All right.
All right.
All right.
You can't get away with that.
At least we
anymore.
Were aspiring to something.
Yeah, at least.
No, I hate it.
At least we believed in something greater than the human condition at one point. Now it's all just running
memes.
Around and
it's
vomiting
like whose memes
and memeing and.
Funnier. Hey, wasn't this a zany? A mansion on a, how about Seal on a Queel? How about you shut the fuck up?
And
with
in
these-
that manger, a child was. shoot fucking Linus in the head. And that's like the modern day Christmas special.
Okay.
Maybe I am a Christmas truther. Maybe
Christmas memes. Fucking I fucking hate the Krampus so much. I can't believe I didn't put that in the list.
I haven't watched you know, they made a movie with Adam Scott or whatever.
Yeah.
They made like that whole Krampus movie. I remember everyone hyping up for that.
Bunch of fucking
nerds.
This
was fun when it was like a little joke on the internet.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun then.
It's the tiniest bit
fun. It was never fun.
I'm going to say it was very slightly fun.
Okay.
I had one last problem real quick.
Well, wait, I have one.
Oh, okay.
You just did
go ahead.
What was your one?
Christmas truthers.
Mariah Carey haters.
Yeah.
Missing the return date. That's a big one. Okay.
That's a big one.
How about people who send you screenshots of websites for gifts they want instead of sending you a link?
How do they do that?
Well, what they do
why
is...
Why do they not just send the link?
Because they're idiots. They're looking at their dress or whatever that they want.
Yeah.
They're like, I know you are always... You either don't get anything or because you wait till the last minute and don't know what to get. So I would like this. Here's a helpful screenshot for
not
you.
Not helpful at all.
And then they send it to you. And in their mind, I guess, you go to the reverse screenshot machine.
Right.
And you put the picture.
Well, then you got to type out the whole name of the thing that's in the picture and hope you can find the right
there's
site.
There's no name.
Oh, there's no
in
name?
The picture.
It's
just
a picture,
just a
of,
picture
a dress.
Of a dress.
Well, that's super unhelpful.
This is incredible. I'll just go to the partially obscured title of the website that I can barely see at the top.
Yeah. And go and pretty yellow dress thing.
Start sorting around.
It's very helpful.
Because I go here, I go to this website all the time, so I'll be able to immediately identify where the new stuff is.
Yeah.
Just buy it. Just buy it yourself and send me a bill on PayPal. Send me an invoice.
See, that's the real problem is like the moment at which presents become pointless and like a little joke. Like when your family has enough money that you can just kind of buy whatever you want at any point or just be like, hey, I want this thing. Let's buy it.
Yeah.
But so it's got to be like, well, you know, I'm going to get it and not tell you.
Uh-huh. Just give it to me.
And it was always like the thing in the family was like, what do you want for Christmas? Like, I think I just want to check and I'll buy things for myself. Because it's like, what is gift giving? What is that? What is the value of a gift? Is it... Especially if you're telling me what you want, because the value of a gift would be me demonstrating to you that I know enough about you.
Right.
That I must actually care or be paying attention during conversations we have.
Right.
That's the real value of a gift is, oh, you pay attention to me.
Right.
But if you just go buy me this thing, then the value of the gift is just you're willing to deplete your bank balance for me.
Yeah. I clicked the button.
In which case, just give me the
money. I didn't wrap it. Obviously. Yeah. Not going to do that.
Like, you gave me a gift recently, which was a...
Me?
You and the 80s girl gave me a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, she got that.
From So I Think You Should Leave, and that illustrates our shared love of the show. See, that was like a real gift.
Right.
I wasn't expecting it or anything else.
Yeah.
When you tell me, buy me this thing...
It's not
what am I get? What am I getting? What is being represented in that transaction?
You know, good luck explaining that to the people who do this.
it's really interesting.
Uh huh.
Like for my mom,
it's infuriating.
I have no idea what to get her at all.
Uh huh.
But I can't just send her money because that's fucking weird. You're gonna send your mom some money and then what? She sends it back.
You got to send it to someone else.
Yeah,
and they'll send it to her.
And then I would buy her, like, bath stuff. And it's like, what am I illustrating my knowledge of my mother that she takes baths? Like, what do I know about this
woman? Why does she
want
to think
woman?
About you while she's in the
yeah,
bath?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, oh, I'm so glad my son is thinking about me bathing. Jesus Christ, that's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get your mom for Christmas?
I don't get anyone anything.
That's probably the way
I made a hard line decision one year. I got sick. Right when my panicked gift buying starts.
Yeah.
I got really sick on that day and I was sick through Christmas and I didn't get anybody anything and it was the best Christmas I ever had. So I just stuck with it.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Okay. What's your last
Speaking of
problem?
Shitty gift giving, Dick, fuck Black Friday. Boom. Okay. I hate it.
Yeah.
It was never cool. It was never fun. The deals aren't even that good. And then you just end up buying a bunch of shit you don't even want or need. It's how they get rid of all the old models of whatever the fuck they're just trying to get out the door and they trick you.
This is like a truther.
This is a truther problem.
A lot of people like Black Friday.
Do they? Did you buy anything for Black Friday?
Again, my no presents policy.
Very smart. Well, Black Friday is trash now. I think I dislike Black Friday because we've reached the point in human civilization where there is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for a while there, we had like new stuff, right?
Yeah.
Remember when like
the flat TV.
Yeah, DVDs. We're like, what? A new way to watch movies? And then it became Blu-rays. And we're like, wow, now they're even more of a thing. Or like video games just get exponentially better. The jump between the PlayStation 1 and the PlayStation 2 is like incredible. Now it's like you go from PlayStation 4 to a PlayStation 5, you're like, yeah, nothing's really changed there. Yeah. You got the new phone. You're like, it's not that much faster. Mm-hmm. Have we reached the pinnacle of consumerism that I look out at all the Black Friday shit and I go, there's nothing left to buy to define myself as an individual. I can no longer.
I think we passed that point a long time ago.
I know we
actually did,
but now we're like really cresting the wave of like, there's nothing left.
Yeah.
There's nothing new. Occasionally they try to trick us and they're like, what if we had 3D televisions? And you're like, oh, that's bullshit.
Crap.
That sucks.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Hate it.
What if it was a curved television? You're like, I don't really need that.
Yeah.
It's not helpful.
Don't care.
We've Black Friday, I think, has really shown us.
So it's over now, you think?
It's over for the human race.
Oh, I see. Okay. What about Prime Day?
Well, that's Prime Day
fun.
Is great. That's different. Yeah. What is like what you know? It used to be you as a consumer, you sat around. You're like, I can't wait to get me one of those microwave ovens. You know?
Did I?
I can't. Not you, but like your parents probably did. I'm going to get me one of those color TVs. There's these.
It's a new thing.
Great jumps in technology.
Now there's not. Well, what about VR goggles?
See, I was going to say VR, but they're not putting porn on there. We had this discussion.
No, there are.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
Nearly enough.
You're right. Not enough.
The one thing holding humanity back right now is the reluctance to produce high-quality, interactive 3D virtual reality.
Porn.
I don't know what it is. You know, I know what it is. It's this satanic pedophile panic right now. Is they're worried that if they make 3D virtual sex games, immediately people are going to mod children into them. Which, yes, will happen.
Yeah.
And we have to accept that because it's the next step forward
for
the human race.
They're already doing it in their minds.
They're already making it happen. They're already figuring out how to do it. They're going to do it. So just accept it.
I never get that. Well, you can't have drawings of it. Well, they'll just think of it.
Or like bring up a picture of a kid like smiling and just start jacking off because it doesn't matter to them.
This
like
I'm imagining it. Like, what is the difference?
Humanity is out of things to buy.
Okay.
We need virtual reality porn as the next
step. You think that's going to be like a Christmas gift for your family?
Yes. It's going to unlock the next generation of human potential.
Okay.
That's the other thing. You have to accept that everybody in your family wants pornography.
Hi, man. I knew a guy who was really into VR.
Did you?
He still doesn't have one.
That's so weird. Because there's no reason. Because you can't get...
Yeah, there is no...
It's not enough.
There's not enough. There's not enough.
It's the only thing left. It's the next step is to get to the holodecks and the virtual reality sex with the crazy alien women and whatever.
They'll make it illegal, man. They took out porn from that Stable Diffusion thing. Did you see that?
Oh, they're gonna start doing that everywhere. They're gonna
taking out NSFW stuff.
You're gonna have to generate it on your own machine.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, right, like the second that stuff started popping up and everyone's like, look what I can do. I'm like, oh, all you child porn guys are not going to be happy about. You're all real like excited about the technology now.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
All you anti-child porn guys are not going to be happy. All you guys,
it sounded like you said you were talking to a lot of pedophiles.
No,
addressing many
of
them.
All you guys on the internet who are worried about your kids being groomed or whatever else, your enemy right now in the room
event.
Is AI art. Yeah, the ultimate grooming event is AI generated art. I hate to tell you this. Like, it's I'm pretty sure it's already happening. I don't know, but I assume it is. And they're just going to go wild with that stuff.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
You know what somebody told me today?
What?
I made a joke about like Catholic priests raping kids.
Oh, good one.
Thanks. Because Jordan Peterson was like, oh, well, if they're at a drag show, who else would know more about kids' bodies?
I saw that tweet.
Like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, why does everybody think drag queens are fucking kids? Like, it's not a thing.
So then he's like, well, who else would know more? And the last thing you do is ask a rhetorical question.
Right.
Right. So I said, well, Catholic priests, right?
Boom. Got him.
So then I get people in the comments insulting me, telling me what a shithead I am, right?
Yeah.
Because... Actually, teachers molest 8 times more than priests.
Which are not drag queens either.
Well, Yeah, they're also
further
not like,
disproving his
they're also
point.
Not acting like at the behest of God.
Right.
Like, you don't get to go, you don't get to be the church and go like, well, we're better than those guys.
It is real. That's what people don't realize.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You can't be.
It is way worse than its priest. It's like
it's way, way
people
worse.
Do not understand that like there was
it's
a period
way more
of
than
time.
Eight times worse.
Yes. There was a period of time where you supposedly would see a priest and you'd go, well, that's a man of God. He can do no wrong. He's the most pious among
trust
us.
Trust him with anything.
And then we found out they just can't stop raping kids. And we're like, well, now it's everything doesn't make sense. That's crazy.
If a teacher says something, you're like,
teacher's
I mean,
a piece
I don't
of
know.
Shit.
You're probably lying about it.
Yeah.
If a priest says something, you're like, well, I mean, you're not obviously not lying. You're,
you were supposed to feel that way.
You
now,
know that you'll go to hell. Yeah. Now it's like
at one
so
point,
much
that
worse.
Was true.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you arguing with me about this? Anyway, okay, those are our problems. Missing the return day, Mariah Carey.
Black Friday representing the end of humanity's technological progress.
Christmas memes. Fucking Krampus. And sending screenshots.
I think the show was very tight and all the problems were 100% concise for
okay.
the audience.
I had some more written down.
There's too many.
There's too many. Christmas drinking catch 22. I'll save that for next year.
All right.
Oh, I've got so many that I wrote down.
Save them.
Let's do some voicemails.
Yes, let's.
We have no super chats. Destiny was just asking if it's live or not.
It is a live show. He's okay with that, right?
Anytime.
All he does is live shows.
Yeah. He said, can we start a little bit later?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
What am I going to say? No?
Yeah, because he wants to eat.
Oh.
Anytime.
Tell him we got food. Hey, let's get food.
No.
Tell them we'll get a stop by the Red Lion, get a pretzel.
After the show?
No, before.
What are we going to... We're going to go...
Meet them over there.
Have some sausage platters and
yeah,
then talk and then come back
in
here.
And get in.
What are you thinking? This is...
I just want that pretzel. That's my Christmas problem. Not enough pretzels.
Okay. Here is... the voicemails. All right.
Oh, top of the morning to you, Vito.
Top of the morning.
It's your old pal, Seamus.
Okay.
From across the pond and up north there.
Okay.
I was just calling again to tell you about how you should really rethink how you're doing all this video game stuff. Right? What have our video games ever done for you? Can you tell me that, Vito? Top of the morning to you.
Can we do that?
Luckily Irish.
I think, is
right?
he
ripping the Irish
guy out of the other
for
guy?
You. In video games, have you ever found a pot of gold? Have you ever found a pot of gold? Have you ever found me lucky charm in a video game? No, you haven't, there, Vito. You need to be running and jumping around trying to find me lucky charms in real life, not in a video game.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank
this
you,
is
caller.
Your best friend, Seamus.
Thank you, Seamus. I'm
going to go right back to me potato farm.
Oh.
The worst part is he was, like, so good at doing the voice that I was like, wait, I remember this guy. And then I realized he was doing a really good riff.
Okay, how about this one?
Was Kanye right? Think about it, Dito. The Italian Mafia. We had conversations about the Mafia for decades, and everyone mm-hmm. knew they were Italian, and they were mm-hmm. called Italian. But that didn't mean that every single Italian, or even the average Italian, was in the Mafia. Also, Italians never tried to argue that the Mafia was not Italian, and they certainly never argued that talking about the Mafia was going to lead to a genocide of Italians.
That's true.
The Mafia problem was only solved because people talked about it. I wonder what else we could solve if we could talk more openly about it. What do you think?
Okay, here's the difference.
Oh, okay.
The Italian mob was a bunch of actual criminals committing crimes. Go on. What do you got to say to that,
what
Dick? I'm saying whatever.
What is a crime to you?
One that is defined as criminal activity, such as extortion.
Well, some of those laws were made up to stop the Italian mafia. Like RICO laws were passed just to bring down the mob. Because what they were doing was technically
interstate
legal.
Interstate commerce. Yeah. All right.
Oh, you know all about that, though.
Oh, I know the mob, Dick.
What about we make some new laws up for what's going on? Like Colonel Parker.
What
Elvis
is going on?
Elvis's manager was doing shit that was legal, but then they made laws to stop him from doing that.
What is this group doing that you would like to make illegal exactly?
I don't know what the guy's talking about. He seems to have some sort of problem
with
you.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's saying there's a problem that needs to be talked about. He's going to have to be more specific. Is it just nepotism? Is that what you're worried about?
I'm not worried about anything but losing my bank account.
Are you worried about you can't have a shoe deal if you talk negatively of a certain group of people?
I know I don't. Should I know I can't have that.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
but did the Italians ever say that you're going to cause an Italian genocide by?
I'm sure they've made arguments to that effect. I think in Godfather,
but no one could understand what they were saying.
This is a slander upon the Italian American community. I'm sure they said that.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Well, let's see. What's this one? Lose weight.
Hey, biggest problem. I have an idea. I think I know how we can get Vito to lose some fucking weight.
How?
We just need to get him hooked on some kind of gay anime exercise, like swords. Like katanas, like
put swords.
Katanas in Vito's hands, and someone
like
who can call Sensei and work on your swinging. You did
Sensei
it wrong.
Brandon.
Smack you with bamboo.
Yeah, what about
stuff,
that?
Or like martial arts, Krab Maga. That's probably not
Krab Maga.
Whatever they learn in Dragon Ball
Z, like Okinawan karate. You know, something very easy.
Yeah.
Something that'll. Make him
How about
feel
I just cut my
good.
Fucking head off? Then I'll
you know,
lose 20
whatever,
pounds.
Whatever needs to be done to make that happen.
How's
and then
that
he'll finally
idea,
fucking,
fucking
work
assholes.
Out a little bit. Or something. Plus, you get to wrestle with other guys.
That
Maybe
sounds nice.
Black guys, Vito.
Ooh.
Yeah.
As Dame Pesos knows, I love black guys.
That's true. What do you think about, like, Beat Saber? Remember, you've seen those guys like
I'm
they
not
lost
getting
all this
VR
weight.
Until the porn is there. It's there, and then I'll get Beat Saber.
So you're not going to work out with Beat Saber
not
until
they have
there's
good
porn.
VR porn.
But then you're not going to do Beat Saber. You'll just look at porn.
What if they made like a super athletic porn game where you got to fuck the chick, but only if you like chased after her for like 20 minutes. You know, and you had to like rip shit off the trees and like throw it at her
How
to get her stamina
is,
meter down. She's whatever age the computer deems her to be, Dick.
That
21.
Sounds like a good game. I don't know if that game's coming out anytime soon.
Chase Women Rape Simulator?
Yeah, they could be 18.
That'd be a good skit. We found a way to get nerds to exercise. We just give them an anime girl to chase through the woods and back alleys.
Yeah. Okay, how about this one?
As a retard about movie franchises,
yes.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly was the third movie in, like, it's like a fistful dollars, a few more dollars trilogy. And then also at the same time, the franchisation of everything has been a consistent theme throughout Hollywood to the point that, like, Scarface was a remake of the original Scarface, while, like, Django Unchained is the remake of the original Django movies. Fuck yourself.
I don't know. I think it's way worse now. Just
wow,
because
why did we say remakes were bad or franchises were bad?
I think
is that what you said?
I don't know exactly what I said, but I mean, it does feel like we're drowning in franchises. It's worse now than ever before, though. Come on.
Yeah, because it's just one company producing all this
pretty much
content.
And then there's also no movie budgets have ballooned so high that there's no point in taking a creative risk. It's like, well, just make a fucking Transformers movie then.
Yeah. Okay.
Calling in about Vito's comments and what he would do if murder was legal. I got into a gun debate with progressive leftists in my group, and he said he doesn't trust himself with a gun because of what he would do. Kind of
yes.
Sounds like Vito there.
Yes.
These people are seriously mentally deranged. I understand now why leftists want to ban guns, just because of their own psychotic thoughts. I'm
Pretty
over
much.
Here with my gun just trying to protect my house while they're having mass murder fantasies. The left always projects what they think onto others, and the rest of us aren't that demented.
So you say that
I'm
you guys say
that?
That
there isn't a mass suicide every day in this country.
Well, no, because then these mass shootings happen. It's not left-wing guys doing it.
Mass shootings?
Yeah.
You think it's...
I think it's a lot of guys.
You think it's right-wing guys doing...
I think so.
Yeah, that's called the military. Most mass shootings are definitely right-wing guys.
It's not the military guys.
What is the difference?
Anyway.
Are there more... inner
for
city
every, for every one of you
shootings or military
for every one of
shootings.
You right-wing guys goes like, I've never thought about killing anybody. I would never. I'm a fucking saint. There's like 10 of you guys that are like, if a Jew was here, you know, it's like, or something.
Why are you gonna make it Jewish?
Or if like, oh, if I hope
if
a black
was a
guy
pedophile
knocks on
here,
my door. Well, yeah.
I would kill him.
There's a
everyone's
pedophile.
A pedophile.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why they want to convince you everybody's a pedophile. That's what they're doing.
But I'm serious. They just join the military and then all of them get together and say like, you know, we got to have a war.
Oh, with all the military guys?
All right-wing guys.
And then they get
constantly are engaged in an ongoing fantasy about murder.
They do really want to kill. Who was it?
What?
I don't know. Yeah, all these military guys are always dreaming about, like, well, they always say, like, well, you know, when shit hits the fan, you liberals are going to be fucked because we've got all the guns or whatever.
We'll kill you.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. So you have fantasized about it. Like, obviously. You're fantasizing about it right now. You claim, like, no, we're the most stable guys. We never. No, you're, like, waiting for the war to happen.
Yeah.
And you like
a lot of guys,
and then
though.
You want us to do something about it, so you have an excuse to.
Not all of them, though. Enough, though.
If there was a civil war, do you think the gun guys take it?
Do I think the gun guys would win in a civil war?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the gun nuts, the like far right, whatever. It's kind of a loaded question because it all depends which way the military and the police go, and they'll probably go right.
I don't know. Biden did a nice little house. Military guys will do, military and the police will do anything that they're told. That's the problem. Police, definitely. The military, I don't know.
In this country or like in general?
In general. That's why they, anyone who has that mindset becomes a cop.
If you want to do a coup, you got to get the military on your side. Like Trump,
yeah.
I think Trump, there was a point in time he could have, like if he had kept going down that route, I think he could have got the military on his side if he wanted to do a coup.
So that would have been awesome. Yeah.
I'm not going to say it would have been awesome. I think it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the...
That's what people don't understand is like whenever they're like, I think Biden even was like taunting people. He's like, oh, what, you think you guys with your guns are going to like overthrow the government? I'm like, no, but they're going to use their guns to compel the local police to join their side and then compel the local military base to join their side. It's like you have the guns to start the chain reaction of... building your way towards taking over the military power, not fighting against the military.
Yeah, it's hard because the military, I don't think, would turn on civilians. And
well, it would fracture because the military has, I mean...
Well, it depends what you're fighting for, too, or yeah. What's happening. I don't think the military
Let's
is less likely to turn on civilians.
Biden got elected again and said pedophilia is legal, all right, and that's the civil war we're going to have. Which way does the military go?
I think they'll just like...
He goes, you can fuck whatever kid you want at any time. It starts in 3 months and go. And then we'll go, okay, we're going to have a civil war.
He took an interesting bargaining chip off the table by going after kids. Well, the cops would enforce it, obviously.
Yeah. Cops would be like, well, it's the law.
That's the law.
And we love fucking kids. We the cops,
yeah,
famously. So
more people to
that's true.
Fuck over. So far, we've only been able to fuck adults. military would probably stop showing up to work.
Yeah.
I think the gun guys would win no matter what, even against the U.S. military. Even if they all went pro-government.
Yeah.
Gun guys are, what's their home? Right?
Well, but the question is, would they just,
like
I think they could secede. I think they could carve out a piece of territory. I don't think they could
Texas.
Control the whole government or the whole country.
They are the whole country, though.
Have you ever read the Turner Diaries, Dick?
Well, wait,
anyway.
all the nukes are in Nebraska. So,
oh well, I don't. Can you even launch those without the presidential
we'll
code
figure it
or
out.
Whatever? You can smuggle the nuclear.
Wire.
Yeah, you can make a dirty bomb or something.
I don't even think those things are hooked up. To be honest,
hopefully not.
I think the little code is just like. Well, somebody
it's
has
like
to make the
joke.
Code, right? He's got family, probably.
It's all convoluted.
You just got to take out a couple cities on the sides, and then that's war over.
It's fun to fantasize about the Civil War, Dick. It's fun to imagine which way you're going to end up. I mean, I would be anti-pedophile. I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take up arms against those pedo junkies.
You get hit right away.
It would be.
You could infiltrate them. You'd be like a Terminator robot.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, hey, listen, I totally empathize with your whatever.
Look me up online. I think you'll see.
Yeah, you'll see. I'm one of the internet's most prolific pedophiles, and I take them down from the inside.
Okay, one more. About this one.
Okay, so the real biggest problem in the universe is not email. It's every fucking place you go asking you for your email. Bitch, yeah. I am at the Speedway. I'm getting gas. Why the fuck do I need to give you my email address? Why do you need my email address? I'm just trying to buy a pair of fucking jeans at the fucking Sears, not Sears, fuck, JCPenney, whatever. Why the fuck does everybody need my fucking email? I hate giving out my fucking email. I hate it.
Hey, when you got to give out your email just to read an article, and you're like, what's even the point of this?
I don't read them anymore.
There's articles? No point.
I just don't want to be informed. It's fine.
Yeah, it's
weird. Just make it up.
It's weird when journalists are like, this story is going to change your life. Yeah. And you try to read it, and they're like, to read, you're going to have to give us $1. I'm like, well, I guess my life remains unchanged.
Democracy dies in darkness.
Democracy dies in darkness. Yeah, that's the
worst.
$8. For
$8. Yeah, I kind of don't believe you guys if that's the...
I've thought about subscribing to like the New York Times, but
all right, everybody go to biggestproblem.show to vote on the problems. Patreon.com/biggestproblem. What are you looking up?
I'm adding a problem to my list of problems for a future show.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll see you next.
We'll see you next bonus episode. Thanks for coming by. Don't forget Patreon. I mean, you already listened to this on Patreon. We love you. More videos.
Or maybe you're pirating it.
Maybe you're pirating it, in which case...
I hope you get Boogie's cancer if you're doing that.
Go and die. Give me a horn. Wah, 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 wah.
Have a happy holidays.
Yeah. Wow. And be fair to your family.
What does that mean?
I was trying to make like a to be fair joke.
Oh!
I suck cocks. It's the holidays. I wanted to give him something. Take that home with you, you piece of shit.
All right, goodbye.